but
it's the Video Film Podcast. There's Adam right over there, and I'm Jesse, and we watched Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi from 2017, and Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker from 2019, directed by Rian Johnson and J.J. Abrams.
Yes, we did.
Two movies that seem to be in conflict with one another.
Yeah, true. Hey, before we go, I'm going to tell you, I've discovered I like the Empire podcast the most. I like it a lot for movies.
You like it the most for movies?
Two of them, the Empire podcast and the Pilot TV podcast, which is made by the same guy that does the Empire podcast.
Okay. What's the Pilot TV podcast?
It's all about TV shows. And
Just the first episode or like...
No, they'll watch the whole thing. But it's just about TV. They specifically don't talk about movies on it. And it's good. I just started listening to it the last week or so.
So do they talk about like a couple of different shows on this podcast?
They talk about every show you've ever can imagine. They watch so much TV. It's crazy.
Oh, okay.
But what I like about it is that they have no problem. They are constantly telling each other that they're wrong. And they're constantly, like, some of them just have completely different tastes. Like, the one guy, similar to me, is that he likes dragons and science fiction and stuff like that. Nerdy shit. But he'll also watch the other stuff, but he quickly dismisses a lot of the other stuff. And so this one, there's a few different females that have been on it that will get on, and they don't have any time for science fiction or fantasy. And they will start talking about some crappy romance TV show, and the guy will be like, well, that's horrible, I don't want to talk about that. But what I like about it is that they have no problem just being blunt like that and saying, no, that's wrong, that show's terrible, and I'll never watch it again. And they never get mad at each other. They get loud voicing their opinion, but they don't take it personally. And they are constantly telling each other that they're wrong. And like the one guy that I find I align with his view a lot of the time, but then there's stuff that I just am completely like, he's completely wrong. I'm like, he didn't like Succession. I'm listening back to one of the older episodes and he didn't like Succession at all. He's like, it was horrible, dreadful, and I'll never watch it again ever. But then sometimes he changes his mind. Sometimes he comes back and he's like, I said it was terrible, I went back for some reason, started watching it again, and now I love it. Like, they talked about Sharp Things. Did you ever see that show?
No, I don't think so.
It is slow. It's painfully slow. So he watched it like a couple episodes, and then he was like, it's painfully slow, and I don't like it, and I'll never watch it again. And then he ended up watching it again, and he's like, it's the best thing ever. It's the greatest show ever made. Like, so they'll change their opinions. They'll attack each other. It's different because so many podcasts try to just always agree with each other and never hurt somebody else's feelings. If you're really that sensitive that somebody doesn't share their opinion about a TV show with you, like, you're too much of a snowflake. I can't.
I listen to a podcast where, similarly, it's guys who talk about TV, but what they do is they'll talk about a show that's starting up, like a new show, and if one of them doesn't like it, they'll stop watching the show and they'll only watch shows where both of them like it.
Oh, that's awful.
It's not, it's not like they just don't want to have conflict. It's that they want to watch, like, they just don't want to watch shows that they don't want to watch. So they're like, okay,
one of them does want to watch it.
One of them does, but then the other one doesn't want to talk about it later.
Yeah, that's not, maybe it's good. I don't know.
And they do like every episode, right? Like, they do in-depth discussions on every episode of Industry and The Pit and Night of the Seven Kingdoms. So, like, you don't want to have every day for 7 weeks or 12 weeks going in and talking about a show and watching it when you don't want to.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. This isn't like that. They don't exclusively talk about the thing for an hour at length. They'll just talk about something. And the one guy, the other two will be making fun of him and saying that show is terrible, and he'll just keep talking about it. Just recently, in the episode from 2018, he was pointing out how great Banshee was. And the other two were like, no interest in talking about Banshee, but he just wanted to talk about Banshee. So he kept talking about how great it was. And the other two had no interest in it. So it didn't matter. He just kept talking about it, which is what I like, because I don't want them to stop. I want to hear about Banshee. And it was funny because he said nobody's ever heard of Banshee. And that's why he was talking about it. And I think you said that once, like nobody ever talks about Banshee. Nobody's ever seen it.
No,
Yeah.
rare. Like, I think was it my dad who started watching it, and he told me about it, and I was like, sure, whatever.
Wow.
And then he's like, no, buy the DVD, and I'm like, okay, fine, I'll buy the DVD. And then I was like, this is the greatest show ever.
It's pretty good.
He was like, there's a guy and he comes in and he takes the guy's identity. And I was like, okay, all right, whatever. But yeah, it's amazing, that show. Loved it.
Yeah. So I like the Empire podcast, and I think that was the one that I was telling you that two of them. One of them liked the new show, DTF St. Louis. One of them really liked it. One of them didn't like it. And then the other one was in the middle at the start. He was like, I didn't much care for it. Then by the end of his conversation, he was like, I did like it. It's my favorite show of the week. I like right split down the middle, which is funny because I'm still enjoying it.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that they talked about and they abandoned on the podcast that I listened to. And I think if you watch the first, like after the first episode, I was like, only because of Stephen Conrad, I believe in him. So I'm going to watch the second episode. And then I was like, oh, I get it. This is great.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, I think. So,
So there's some, yeah.
Empire podcast
Cool.
recommendation.
All right. I have so many podcasts that I listen to. I'll try.
I wasn't recommending it to you. I was
Oh.
recommending it to I guess myself when I listen to this podcast a week from now.
Listen to it back. Oh, wait. Yeah, I
Oh
forgot to
yeah, I
listen
did
to the
like that
Empire
podcast.
podcast. Do you want to put like things that you need to buy at the grocery store or something like that?
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, cheese.
Yeah. It's a good reminder.
Mozzarella. Mozzarella.
Yep.
Mushrooms.
Okay, should we talk about Last Jedi from 2017?
Let's talk about Last Jedi. Last Jedi, the only movie in this trilogy not directed by J.J. Abrams. And Rian Johnson, on one hand, made a good movie. On the other hand, he ruined it for everybody.
Not me, but
No,
a
but I
lot of
mean
people.
he ruined it for everybody else, like everybody working on Star Wars movies. Kathleen Kennedy, I think, is the main person. J.J. Abrams, all those people. He basically painted them into a corner, messed everything up, and I think still made a great movie, even though it's weird for a Star Wars movie.
What makes it weird?
Okay, I'll tell you what makes it weird. They have a Benicio del Toro's character,
Yeah.
very weird.
Worst part of the movie.
Yeah, worst part of the movie, doesn't make any sense. Very weird for a Star Wars movie. There's like a the good guys have a mutiny on their own people, which I thought was really interesting, but like a lot of this stuff just doesn't seem like Star Wars. He kills Luke Skywalker,
Explain
which
to me that the good guys had a mutiny on their own people. I don't know what you mean.
so Poe Dameron, the lady's like, oh, we're gonna send everybody off in the little transport ships, and he's like, no, you're not. And then he takes over the
Oh, okay.
ship,
Yeah.
and then they arrest him. And I'm like, wait a second. Is he the good guy or no? Is he the bad guy? Like, is she a bad guy? And then, like, Leia comes in and she's like, you're an idiot. And they go along with the plan. And then he realizes it was a great plan. But it wasn't because they still get their ships all blown up.
A lot of the ships blow up. I noticed this time through.
There's like eight people left at the end of the movie. Like, all people are on screen in like not even that wide of a shot. at all times. And I'm like, there's like eight people in the resistance now.
The reason it was a good plan was because his plan was to have the other two go onto the ship and disable something. And they got caught because Benicio del Toro betrays them. If they had have pinned all their hopes on his plan, they would have all been killed. But because they didn't, they went through with her plan. Some of them escaped, a few.
But they also didn't follow his plan. They got a different hacker guy. Like, there's a lot of, for Star Wars, there's a lot of failure in this movie. Like, almost everything they do, they fail at, which I love. Because they barely make it. Like, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And they, like, Rian Johnson keeps painting them into more of a corner. But usually in a Star Wars movie, they go over here, they go over there, they go over here, they have a couple battles, they find the fatal flaw of the Death Star, whatever it is, and they win. Like, that's...
So, yeah, that's your... So you're saying that's what made it weird, is that it didn't follow the exact formula that the other ones do. And those are the reasons that I liked it, is that it wasn't the cookie cutter thing. It actually had some twists and turns, and it surprised me in a lot of places. And that's the stuff that I remember liking.
Yeah.
And then the hatred afterwards came out for it. And I'm like, oh, maybe they're all right. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. And maybe it did suck. I don't know. But I kind of remember enjoying it the first viewing.
I feel like the hatred started from the Star Wars people, like the people who work at Disney. I feel like they didn't like the movie and they didn't support it.
Yeah.
But this movie made like $700 million.
Yeah, they're all going to make a ton of money.
The last one made less.
Yeah.
Like, this movie was, I think this movie, people liked it. And I think it irked the Star Wars executives who had to make a third one. And they were like, well, we kind of needed Luke for the third one. And you killed him. And then, we have to do the third one with Leia, and then Carrie Fisher dies. And they have no Han. So now they're for the third one, everybody's like a fucking ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Leia, not exactly, but they have to like take footage from the first movie and put it into the third movie.
Well, tell me I don't know what you mean. Why did they need Luke for the third one?
Well, because he's Luke Skywalker. That's what you're hoping, if you're Disney and Lucasfilm or whatever the fuck it's called. You want the original people, and you want them, you want Luke to help her defeat. Like, it should have been Luke training her in the third movie for the final battle or whatever it was.
Yeah. Okay.
And they, I think like Rian Johnson just came in and he did whatever he wanted. And I think it messed up all their plans. Look, I like it. I know it. I'm pointing all these things out, but these are things that I like. But I think the people at Disney were like, this is like, you really fucked us on this one. We should not have given you full creative control.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, so, but you, like, do you think this was a good bridge between the first and third movie, or just a good standalone?
It's definitely not a good way to lead into the third one, but I think that it's terrible that they went, we're just going to undo everything that Rian Johnson did in the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And do the third one the same cookie cutter way that we like to do them. I think that's stupid. They should have leaned into it, but they didn't, because the audience reaction was so against the second one. It's funny because I didn't realize the Rotten Tomato scores. The critics liked the second one. I didn't know that. I thought everybody hated it. The critics score is fairly high for the second one, and the audience score is really low.
Okay.
And then in the third one, the critic score is very low and the audience score is very high. So the audience tends to like the third one because they just went back to doing what they fucking do. And it is kind of nice when you watch the third one. I'm like, oh, it is kind of cool to actually, if you're thinking of these as nine movies, one storyline to have it kind of wrap up with the Emperor who's been in the first one and has been in the ninth one. Like, it is kind of a good way to be like, oh, that ties everything up.
Okay.
But I didn't like it when I saw it. I was like, the Emperor's back. So they just brought back the character because they didn't know what to fucking do. They're like, we got to give the audience what they want. We got to give the fans what they want. They want the Emperor back. Let's bring him back. I liked that they killed Snoke off in the second one. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
I thought that was great because the whole thing was, you're like, okay, they're cookie cutter. They've got the Snoke, big evil guy. Probably the guy, Ben, is going to redeem himself in the third one by killing the Emperor again, the Emperor being Snoke. And you just were like, all right, it's going to, and then he kills him and you're like, oh shit, I didn't see that coming. I, that's how I felt anyways. I was like, that's great. The other thing I liked, they were like, Rey, you know who your parents were? And all the fans were like, oh, I know Luke's her dad and fucking Leia's her mom, probably.
Probably.
And then Rian Johnson was like, no, your parents were nobodies. They were fucking drunks and they abandoned you on a planet because you're nobody in this storyline. Yeah. Which again, I was like, that's awesome. I didn't see that coming. I love it. And then he tried to do something where he opened up the universe and he was like, anybody can have the Force.
Yeah.
He shows a little kid grabbing a broom near the very end. And in my mind, looking back at these three, I'm like, I don't think they ever talked about that ever again. Like, Rian Johnson tried to introduce something new where he was like, you can be a nobody, but you can have the Force and you can train and get better with the Force and all that shit. And then they just said, no. No, for the third one. That's not true. You have to have a bloodline, and it has to come from, like, these three guys.
There's five total people in the universe,
and yet,
pretty much.
In the prequels, the first three, the George Lucas prequels, they were like, oh, there used to be a time when there was 1,000 Jedis running around. Like, you didn't have to have bloodline of three people. Like, they probably toyed with the idea of, let's have Yoda be her dad. You know, let's have Yoda be Rey's dad in the third one. But it's like, God, expand the universe a little bit, like Rian Johnson was trying to do.
Yeah.
So those are a couple things I liked. But I agree, Benicio del Toro was awful. Just annoying. Just his stutter thing was just fucking annoying, and I was annoyed by it.
It was pointless. Like, it was just like, I get what Rian Johnson's trying to do, but he wasn't a star. Like, I don't think they told him he was in a Star Wars movie.
Maybe.
I think they were just like, you're in this movie, and it's kind of like your character in Usual Suspects a little bit. And he's like, oh, okay, I can do that. They in the first movie, okay, did you think Snoke was like a giant?
Yes.
And then in the second one, I bet they were pissed about that. And then the second one, you're like, oh, he's like maybe 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's not a giant.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to think like, oh man, this guy's like huge. He must come from this crazy planet with huge people. Mm-hmm. And then Rian Johnson's like, nah, we'll just make him a regular dude.
Yeah, I know. I just kind of, when I saw it, I was like, oh, I guess I was wrong. I thought he was a giant, but I guess I was wrong. And then it didn't matter because they fucking killed him. It was great.
And he killed him for the best reason ever. Not because he wanted to be like with the good people. He was like, I just want to do everything on my own.
Yeah.
I just don't want you around to tell me what to do.
There's that moment where you think that he is turning and to the good side. And then she's like, come on, let's go rescue everybody. And he's like, no, I just wanted to become the supreme ruler. So I don't know why they couldn't just do that. Like, make the third movie about him being pure fucking evil. They went, no, because there's got to be redemption, because this is a redemption story. We can't do it that way. Let's bring back somebody from the dead. And fucking,
they were so mad about him not wearing the helmet in the second one.
Exactly.
They're like, we're going to rebuild the stupid helmet no matter what. We're going to make it look cool, and then you have to wear it the whole movie.
Yeah, I agree. That's another thing that I saw. I liked that he said, take that ridiculous thing off. And he took it off, and I'm like, good, we're done with the stupid fucking helmet that there's no reason for him to wear.
Yeah.
And then the third movie, they're like, no, put that helmet back on. Like, what?
Get a monkey to repair it for you. It's like, first of all, okay, and this is also weird, is that in, there's no, there doesn't seem to be in any of these fascist things, the New Order, the whatever it is, the Empire, there doesn't seem to be any aliens, like, on their team.
Yeah.
It seems to be all just white guys. And then in the third one, they're like, let's just have like a monkey and like some, like a black lady. And I'm wondering if that was like a reference to like the political stuff that was going on in the United States, where whenever you saw like a black person team up with Donald Trump, you're like, that's weird. Why would he do that?
Yeah.
That's just a thought I had when I was watching it, because there, it all seemed to be just like white people before. So I was like, that's kind of interesting. That's an interesting thing.
Could be an interesting thing. I liked that Laura Dern comes in, like you were talking about, that Poe betrays her. There's a mutiny.
Uh-huh.
But I liked Laura Dern's character comes in. And you think that it's going in the direction of, she comes in, starts to be a coward, starts to make all these bad decisions. Mm-hmm. And Poe is like, I'm the real hero here. I've got to now do a mutiny to avoid getting killed by this idiot that got left in charge. You think that's how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out she's a hero. She redeems herself and she saves them all with the coolest. I didn't see that coming. She turns the ship around and fucking, they did something new by jumping to, they're always like saying, don't jump to light speed if there's a big planet in front of you. And so she does it and rips a bunch of ships apart. I thought that was you know, I didn't see it coming, and it was great. I thought, I like a lot of the twists and turns. And again, the audience was just like, no, like, we need her to be Yoda's daughter. We need him to be just like Darth Vader, wear that mask.
Gotta wear all the mask. Yeah.
Like, we need another, where's the Death Star in this one? How come there's no Death Star in this one?
They even brought back, so they in the first movie, they had Greg Grunwald as one of the pilots, I guess. I don't know. He's not really that important. But then he's not in the second movie at all. And then because it's J.J. Abrams, they bring him back for the third movie. And you're like, come on, man. Like, either just like forget that he was in the second movie if the guy didn't put him in the second movie. It was so like, ha, now I got... I'm back. I can just put people in the movie that I want to again.
So why did you say Catherine Kennedy was, she didn't like the second one? I've never heard her speak. The only person I've heard speak is Luke Skywalker. Cause he was like, I didn't like that I got killed off in the second one. And you're, I'm like, yeah, of course he didn't like that. So that's all the stock I put into it.
I haven't heard her say anything, but I've heard that she was upset that Rian Johnson made all these decisions that weren't part of the direction that they had envisioned for the movies.
Okay, yeah. And you could, I can see it from her point of view.
Yeah.
That
fully.
That, yeah, the guy's going in there and doing rooting stuff. But was he ever going to be the director of the third one? Was that ever in discussion?
I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure he was. Like, I'm pretty sure when J.J. Abrams stepped away, like, they wanted to have J.J. Abrams do all three. And then when he stepped away, I think they just kind of put, like, Rian Johnson in charge of, like, the whole thing.
So why not let him finish it then? If he had a plan for two and three, why not let him finish the thing?
What? I think because they thought it was good. Or maybe he pitched three and they were like, no, this is not where he probably pitched something crazy.
Or it's just, to me, it just seems like a reaction. Like, she doesn't know anything. I don't know anything about Catherine Kidd, but she just sits back and like put out the movie, see how much money it made and see what the audience reaction is to it. And the audience reaction was like, we didn't like that they killed off Luke. We didn't like that Leia survived or whatever.
I would say she was more of the steward of, I'd say she's more of the new George Lucas, if there could be a new George Lucas, in the sense that she's in charge of making sure Star Wars is protected and does what Star Wars needs to do, and it follows the trajectory of what you want Star Wars. Like, you're not going to show people the
If that's
hacking each other
true,
up, or there's not going to be like a serial killer or something like that.
why give him creative control like that and the ability to write his own story and to go ahead and make the movie he wanted? If she's such a
Yeah,
protector, why
I
would
don't
she
know.
give over all that power?
I don't know. Maybe she thought the second one was going to be different than it was. I don't know.
I don't
But
think she
from what
gives a
I've heard,
shit. I don't think she cares. I think she just goes by what other people tell her.
I'm no. I think she had a real sort of plan and a vision.
Well, then how did this happen then? If
I don't
she
know.
did.
Maybe he pitched the third one, and they were like, "No, Ben Solo's got to become good again, and we want the Emperor in it, and we want this, and we want that." And he just said, "No, I don't want to do all that." Who
What?
knows? I don't know.
You don't think they're thinking two movies ahead? They're that short-sighted. They're like, well, let's just get the second one made, and then we don't even have any idea where the third one's going to go. Like, if
I don't
that's
know.
true, she's not a protector at all. If she didn't think two movies down the road, how could you even say she has any care about this thing?
I don't know. I'm just speculating.
And so am I. We don't know, but it just doesn't seem right to give one guy and then just be like, oh, the fans fucked and didn't like it, so let's change direction back. Let's go and pay JJ as much money as he needs to make the movie the way that we want in the third one. I don't get it.
I don't know. Who knows? I'm
She
more
does.
here. She does, yeah. I'm more here. I like that they showed a laundry room in the one of the Star Destroyers. That was awesome. You actually got to see that they were doing laundry.
Okay.
I really like the palace fight with those guards. Were they, do you think those were like Sith guys, or were they just normal, kind of cool guards?
Yeah, I think they actually have guards in red like that in the episode 6. I think the Emperor in episode 6 has guards all dressed in red like that, because as I was watching the episode 6 a few weeks ago, I think I noticed those red costumes and I'm like, oh, that's cool. They brought those back. I might be wrong, but I think I saw the full red things.
Something we could hardly remember from like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not positive. I'm not gonna bet money on it. I just think I saw those red and I'm like, oh, somebody pointed that out and they put that into the Last Jedi.
Could have been. That was a great fight. I think Rian Johnson was a like directed the movies much better than J.J. Abrams did.
Specifics.
Just the shots that he has of like how the battles are done, how the fights are done. I don't know. It seemed better. I like that he invented that thing where they can sense each other through space, and they can fight through space, but they can't see each other.
They can't see the surroundings.
They can't see the surroundings. That was kind of awesome how he visualized that.
I got no problem with that. It didn't do a lot for me, but I didn't like Luke getting killed either by just being a ghost. I wanted to actually see him have a battle. And so I thought it was really cool where he shows up on that planet, he walks out, and then Kylo Ren is like, point every gun we have at that guy, and they just blast him into the dust, and he's like, more, he's screaming more. I like that scene, and they're playing really good music as he walks out there to face down the army, and I thought that was really well done. And then the dust clears and he just brushes his shoulder. I thought that was great. And then, but it turns out he was just a fucking projection. So you're like, oh, all right. Kind of
A
cheapens the whole
solid
thing.
projection, though.
Not at all solid. Not at all.
He fought with the guy.
He didn't fight with the guy at all.
He didn't? What are you talking about? They had a lightsaber fight.
They didn't have a lightsaber fight. The
They
guy,
didn't?
no. I mean, pay attention. He takes
Okay.
his lightsaber and
Maybe
he
I wasn't paying
swipes,
attention.
and then Luke just dives underneath it.
Oh,
And
I
then he
thought they
swipes
actually.
again and he dives to the side. And then he swipes again and he jumps up and he goes under his feet. It's just he misses every strike he takes until finally Luke just stands there and lets him put his lightsaber right through the middle of him. And that's when you realize, oh, he's just a ghost. He's just a projection. He's not really there.
Oh, I thought
So
they
no,
actually touched.
not at all. They didn't, they never once crossed swords, because then it wouldn't have made any sense. If they did, then it wouldn't have made any sense.
Well, they fooled me.
They, I guess, yeah, you weren't really paying attention.
I was paying very good attention, but I was just I guess I just substituted that in my mind for them touching each other.
Well, for me, when I watch something like that, I'm like, how does this make logical sense? Are you able to project your physical body anywhere in the universe, or is it just a projection, and you're just a hologram? And I look for the distinction. And the one
Yes.
thing they show you is that he puts dice into Leia's hands, and you're like, oh, he physically gave her those dice. And then later on, the dice fade away because they were just a projection. So when Luke dies, the dice fade away. They weren't actually there.
Well, I thought everything just faded away when it died. When people
Yeah.
died, things just fade away. And they both die. Luke and Leia both die just by like giving up, kind of, which I thought was weird.
Well, to me, they say it would take so much energy to project yourself across the universe that you'll die when you're done doing it.
Just save a
So,
little.
sure.
Maybe don't project like all of yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like what did he gain from that? So what did Luke gain from projecting himself across the
He
universe?
just bought them enough time to escape. That was it.
Yeah,
And
maybe.
that's why it is anticlimactic, because I thought it was really cool and all that stuff, but then he dies right after it. So you're like, oh, that was cool, but we'll never see him again. That was how he goes out. Like, I did want him to have something more exciting. So yeah, I can see
A
why people were
warrior's death.
disappointed. As
Yeah,
opposed to the way he dies is really, he goes to that planet and then he never leaves that planet again.
Yeah.
Still disappointing.
Very disappointing. I wanted him to die in battle.
Yeah. So I think they were good to get rid of Kylo Ren's awful perm from the first one. His hair was
Yes.
terrible in the first one. After I saw it in the second one, I'm like, oh yeah, they did give him terrible hair in that first one. I normally don't notice stuff like that. I like that Snoke got killed. I like that Rey's parents were nobody. I like that it really is no hope in the second one. There's no hope. Nobody comes for them in the end. Nobody comes to save them. They broadcast out to the universe and they say, okay, we only need like 5 minutes. You'll be here. And then it turns out nobody comes to save them. They barely escape. I thought that was a good way to end the second one, just like Empire Strikes Back. They really ended on very little hope.
But then the third movie, everyone comes to save them
Yep. But
because
that's
the
okay.
Emperor's
It's
back. They're
in the
like,
third one.
ah, I guess, but it's kind of like it does seem to be almost saying like, fuck you, Rian Johnson. People would come and help them.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that, because it is the third one. You can't end it with nobody coming to help them. Like,
Yes.
you gotta have the whole world turn up. And so I going into the third one, I didn't mind it as much as I remembered not liking it. I just remember not really remembering it. That's what I remember. I remember that I didn't remember any of it, and I watched it again and I'm like, I don't remember any of this shit. Like, it's a totally forgettable movie. But I couldn't come up with reasons that I disliked it, other than the undoing, all the stuff we've already talked about. They just undo everything they did in Rian Johnson's version. They just undo it all. So that annoyed me. but I couldn't pinpoint something specific where I was like, oh, I didn't like that decision or I didn't like that decision.
Everything that happened in this movie when I watched it this time was a complete surprise. And I've seen it at least twice. And I was like, oh, that happens? Oh, really? Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
I think,
The Emperor's back?
yeah.
I was genuinely shocked
Wow.
this morning sitting on my couch and reading the crawl. And I'm like, the Emperor's back? Oh, this is great. I
Yeah.
gotta watch this movie that
Wow.
I've watched twice.
Yeah, I think the problem with it would be that they just jump around. I got to the end of the movie and I'm like, why were they on that planet? I couldn't tell you. Why did they go to that planet? Couldn't tell you. Why are they looking for some sort of fucking like homing device that's a triangle? Who put those there? Why do they have a dagger? What's this fucking magic dagger?
What's
And
the
then
dagger? What do you
the
need with it
dumbest
for?
part of the third movie is that the dagger is a map. That if you were lucky enough to be standing in the
In the
perfect
exact.
spot, that you hold the dagger up and it's a map. That's the dumbest. I'm like, what? Who thought that was a good idea?
And it's also a map to a ship that's in an ocean,
Right.
which could like roll
Absolutely.
or sink. And you're like, did they make this yesterday?
Right. Like, who thought ahead? Whoever made that map was like, I'm planning for the next couple hours. Somebody has to find this really fast. Yeah, I thought that was so stupid. I'm like, nobody cares about logic anymore. They just don't care. They're like, let's just put fucking surprises in here that don't make any sense. Nobody will question it.
There was so much in the third movie that I was like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Why are they on the Sith planet forever? They're there forever at the end.
Which one's the Sith planet? Oh, with the
Where it's
Emperor?
all dark, with the Emperor, and it's all dark, and Rey seems to be there just for an hour and a half of the movie.
Yeah.
And they're not, nothing's really happening. Like they're just kind of talking like I'm gonna rule the universe. No, I'm gonna rule the universe. No, your parents are this. No, you're that. And
Have you ever seen somebody who wants to be killed more than the Emperor? He's just constantly begging people to strike him down. I thought it was funny. Just like, come on, do it, kill me. And she's
Why
like,
don't you just say,
no.
why bother? Last time we did it, you survived. Like, what's the point? Why are we
Exactly.
why and how did you build those ships from a planet that looks like it's all just rocks
Yeah.
and guys in hoods? And
Nobody
you
cared.
built like 100 Star Destroyers. These guys are not only building Star Destroyers from a template, these guys are innovating. There's like research and development going on the Sith planet to make a new planet-killing weapon. And they seem to be doing it all in complete darkness with no electricity.
Yeah. And who were those guys?
I think they're like the Sith peoples.
Sith peoples.
That's their
Yeah.
planet, right? That's like the Sith planet.
The Sith planet. Yeah. And then they blow it up, don't they?
Do they blow up the Sith?
I don't
Yeah, they.
know. They
Or
pretty
they
much.
crash all the Star Destroyers into it anyway.
Yeah. Here's what I remember from this movie. I kind of remembered Leia at the beginning. Okay, I forgot another thing that I liked from the second one. Leia, Carrie Fisher, had been dead for a year before this movie came out. And so I'm like, what are they going to do with her character? As I sat down to watch the movie, I'm like, what are they going to do? She's dead in real life. So right at the very beginning of the movie, you see her standing there and she's like, don't kill me, son, please. And all of a sudden, boom, the spaceship blows up that she's on and she gets sucked out into outer space. And I thought, oh, wow, that's a easy way to wrap up her character in the second movie. And you don't have to worry about the fact that she's dead in real life. But then what I liked is that she flies. She's back. She's in outer space. And then you think she's dead. And you think, well, that makes perfect sense because she is dead in real life. But then she comes back to life and she flies back into the spaceship and they rescue her. And then she survives the whole second movie. Again, that's another thing I like from Rian Johnson's movie.
I thought she died after the second movie was made, but before it came out.
Yes. I
could be wrong.
She died after the second movie was made, correct?
Right.
So what are you
So they did
about?
Get to film. Are you talking about the third movie or the second?
I'm talking
movie?
About the second movie.
So they did get to film everything with her for the second movie.
Yes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That Rian Johnson could have just taken the cheap way out for the third film.
Yeah, left her dead when she appears to die in the second one.
Yeah.
They could have left her dead in reality, and then in the movie they could have left her dead, because she's really not in it much after that. She flies back onto the spaceship. They put her into some healing chamber, and she comes back for a little bit. But they could have worked around that. They have fucking magic they can do with CGI, and they brought her back to life for the third one somehow.
And they took that guy out of was that fucking zombie movie and just replaced him with somebody else, just right over top of him. The one with Zack Snyder made.
Yeah,
that was crazy. I didn't even know they could do that.
Yeah, so they can do whatever they want. So I thought maybe for a second in the second movie, I thought they would just leave her dead.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a surprise again that they kept her alive, and turns out she has enough force power that she can fly, and that's great.
I like that you finally got to use the force in a movie.
Yeah, I was happy for her. So then they bring her back to life in the third one, or they keep her alive and they do some CGI magic, and then they have her die in some cheap way to get rid of her in the third one. What was I getting to? Oh, that's what I remembered about the third one. Because when I was watching the third one, I'm like, I kind of remember Leia being alive at the beginning of that movie on a planet. Because as soon as I saw her face, I'm like, how'd they do that? Mm-hmm. How are they doing that? She's been dead for 3 years. How are they putting her in the third movie? And I don't know what they did. They must have had some footage.
They
used
took
it.
Footage from the first movie that they didn't use.
Oh, well, there you go.
Cut everything out of it, and then put her character in the third movie.
So that's why it was in my memory, because I remember going, how are they doing this? So I had no memory of the snake. No memory. I'm like, how did I forget a giant snake in a cave? I had no memory of that, but I remembered that there was some new power being revealed that the Jedi can heal people.
Yeah.
And that we've never seen that before in any of the movies.
But did it, if I'm remembering correctly, in episode 2 or 3, didn't Emperor Palpatine tell Anakin there was this guy who could heal people and bring people back from the dead and nobody ever had to die? And it was a Sith power?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So I like that if they did that intentionally, that to show that this is like a Sith power that she's using.
Okay.
But this may or may not turn her to the dark side.
Yeah, if that was all intentional, I would like it as well. Mm-hmm. I would like it as well. But yeah. I don't think that was intentional. I think there's some comic book somewhere or video games that say that the Jedis can heal people.
Yeah.
And it's actually, they did the timing with Baby Yoda in the Mandalorian TV show. It was like that episode of Baby Yoda healing somebody with the Force just came out like a week before this movie came out.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So the timing was like, they had a plan there to reveal that power with continuity with the television stuff that was being put into record. So anyways, that's why I remembered the healing thing being revealed, because that was new. But I didn't remember that she healed a snake. I forgot that. I liked that Chewie died. I thought that was great, and a great way to do it in the third movie.
Yeah.
because she's trying to stop a ship, and then she accidentally blasts it apart with her lightning bolts, which are Sith evil things. And then
Then
Chewie's
Chewie comes
dead.
back.
And then, yes, right away. And I remembered that it was longer. I'm like, oh, you think Chewie's dead and gone because you don't see him for like an hour and a half. Nope. It's like 30 seconds later. They're like, no, he's not dead. Stop crying, audience. Stop crying. Stop walking out of the theaters. He's still alive.
Don't worry, everyone's fine.
Everybody's.
Lando's back.
All your characters are fine. Lando's back. I didn't give a shit that Lando came back at all.
Lando's like the only one left from like the first movies. He's the only one left at the end. Or I guess Chewie's still there.
Yeah, Chewie can't be killed.
And then they're like, oh, we're gonna wipe R2D or C3PO's memory. Nope, he's back. Don't worry. He's back. It was just for 5 minutes of comedy. Him going, where am I? Who are you? What am I doing? Is this a bird? And then they're like, okay, we'll bring R2D. R2D2 got shafted
Yeah.
in this trilogy. R2D2's got like a total of 10 minutes. And he
Right.
was like the everyone's favorite thing in the first three Star Wars movies. Like there were everything, R2D2 cookie jars, R2D2, like everything had R2D2 on it. And in this series, he gets shafted for like BB-8 and the robot that's been abused that they bring in a new robot.
Yeah.
Like he got fucked, R2D2.
No, I
They
agree.
brought in two new droids, and like they still keep C-3PO, who's fucking annoying, but then R2D2 it gets fucked.
I thought C-3PO wasn't annoying. I think I'll tell you the two parts that made me laugh out loud, and not one person in the theater laughed with me. There was dead silence. There's a line in Rian Johnson's movie where she goes, Rey is she thinks she's gonna die. She's gonna go on a suicide mission. And she says to Chewie, listen, if you ever see Finn again, tell him that I and then Chewie goes, rah. And then she goes, yeah, tell him that. That's perfect. I laughed out loud because I'm like, you didn't have to write the line. It was great. It was the cheesiest way. And no one laughed in the theater. And I'm like, wow, that I think that was supposed to be a joke, but they didn't like give you a comedy like a signal or whatever to know that you're supposed to laugh. So nobody laughed in the theater except for me.
That movie is funny. Like the second movie is really funny.
Well, can you name more funny parts?
When Poe's pretending he can't hear, and he calls up the Brendan Gleeson's son, and he's like, "Hey, I want to talk to this guy."
Oh
He's like,
yeah.
"Yeah, I'm here." And he's like, "Yeah, I'm waiting for this guy." He's like, "Pace the loser." He's like, "No, I'm here. I can hear you. What do you want?" He's like, "No, I'm still waiting." And the other guy's like, "He can hear. He can hear fine.
He's
Everything's fine.
stalling. Yeah.
He can hear you." And he's like, stop
Yeah,
it.
that was funny. You're right.
There's some funny stuff in it. I forget what the other thing. I have to go back to my notes, but it was much funnier than it had better jokes, I guess, than a lot of the Star Wars movies.
And I'll tell you the other funny thing that made me laugh in the third one, when they go, oh, we're gonna have to wipe C-3PO's mind in order to program him so that he can read the Sith language. And they're like, do you want to do that? And he's like, they make it really dramatic where he's like, I'm looking around and I see all my friends here and goodbye, friends, I'm gonna die. And then that little puppet rewires his brain. He wakes up for a second. His eyes are glowing red, and he starts to read the stuff in an evil language. He's reading, and then he falls down dead. And you're supposed to think like that's the end of C-3PO. He's dead now. And then that little puppet goes, "Yay!" That made me laugh. The reaction of the puppet going, "Yeah," cheering, where everybody else is like, "Oh no, we've killed our favorite robot." And the puppet's like, "A success!" I thought that was funny.
Like just before they do that, just before they wipe his memory, and they're like, okay, we're gonna wipe his memory now. He's like, I think there's another way. And he just wipes his memory, right?
Yeah.
I like that Babu Frick guy. And
Me
then
too.
he's kind of funny. And then he shows up in the third movie, I think, too, right?
That was the third movie.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. He shows up later within like he comes with Chewbacca or somebody, I forget. But he's cool. I like that guy. Babu Frick. He was a good addition to the movie. Sorry, I'm just looking to see what yeah, I don't know. I kept like when I was watching this movie today, I kept falling asleep. I found it boring.
Yeah.
I don't know why. You didn't find it boring? You said you liked it more than you thought you would.
I liked it. I couldn't put my finger on why I didn't have any memory of it. Like I'm like, there's nothing that I can point out that made me angry. Like I could tell you what made me angry about the first one was how they just gave Rey superpowers. And she needed no training at all. I thought that was so dumb to do it that way.
Yeah.
But I couldn't specifically think of what I disliked about the third one. I was just like, I don't know why they're here. I don't know why they're going over there. I know that's your favorite part of Star Wars. They go over here, then they go over there, then they go over there, then they're over here. It's the weirdest
They're moving.
description of a
But they're
reason to like
doing
it.
things. There's a reason usually. And this one, they're just looking for a map compass thing.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out. I couldn't figure out why they're here, why they're there. I still don't know what the dagger. They found it in like a cave, I think. I don't know how they got there. I think they fell in like a sand trap and then they just luckily found a dagger. I don't know how they got anywhere.
Yeah, they were looking for the guy's ship and then they kind of stumbled into the cave.
Yeah, and then at some point she's like, "I recognize that ship. That's my parents' ship." And you're like, "What? Who, what are you talking about?" And like the parents turned out to be the kids of the emperor. You know, it all makes sense. You're like, what? I didn't understand any of it. It was too much going back on what the audience didn't like about the second one.
Yeah. They were trying to fix it. It was too much fixing.
Yeah, fixing. Yeah,
Fixins.
I don't know. Fixing or giving the audience what they want.
Well, they thought of it as fixing it. Fixing it so the audience gets what they want.
Yeah, I don't know. What else, man?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have much to say about this third movie. I
Okay.
probably won't remember it next time I see it, which is, I guess, good for me and that it'll be a surprise.
I'll remember it more because I was definitely paying more attention this time and was trying to figure out if I didn't like it or if I did like it. Truthfully, I still don't know how I feel about these three movies. The second movie, everybody hated it. I kind of liked it. And then thinking back on it, I was like, was there anything good in that movie other than the twists? I like the twists and I like the unexpected surprises. But then I was like, was there any good lightsaber battles? And you said you liked it when they were fighting those
In
guys in red. And then I'm like, I didn't really like that at all. I didn't really like that scene. I didn't like that fight again, I'm like, why is she so good? She didn't get any training from Luke on the second one. She went to that planet. She's like, I'm gonna get trained by the best Jedi who's ever lived. And then he's just like mad and he doesn't train her. So she goes, okay, I'm going to rescue my friends. And you're like, did she learn anything while she was on that planet? I don't think she did.
She learned to believe in herself.
Okay.
Seems to be. She seems to be so powerful, like the Emperor, that she kind of knows everything. Which is a cop out.
It sucks. It sucks. You just all you yeah, there were so many easy ways to just give her a montage. That's what you need. You just got to give him a
Montage.
montage and play some music, some 80s music where she's training. You know, they did it with like that's think about the original three, episode 4, 5, and 6. Think about those. Luke doesn't have any lightsaber battles in the first one, because how could he? He doesn't know how to use his lightsaber. Right. In the second one, he goes and he trains on a planet with Yoda. So you're like, oh, okay. He's learning a bunch of shit. And then he has a little fight at the end. By the third one, he comes back and he's the most powerful Jedi. Like, you're like, oh, some time has passed and now he's awesome. Now he's like, he knows everything, all the skills, and he's just got all these powers and he's great because he's been learning. Then in the prequels, they kind of even double down on that. And they go, you have to start training when you're a little kid.
Yeah, really.
Everybody that they, every single time they say, hey, train this guy, Yoda says he's too old, no matter what. If he's 5 years old, Yoda says he's too old. He can't start the training now. Then in this three, they're just like, you don't need any training. You're just either you're instantly good at it with no training at all, or who gives a fuck? We don't care. So that's what ruins it for me, these last three.
Yeah, I like the first two of the last three, and then the very last one.
Well, can you point to something specific that you made you not like it?
The amount of time that they spend on the Sith planet. Like, they should go there, have a fight, kill the Emperor, done. Come back. That should be the very end of the movie.
I will say the fight that Rey and Ben have on that water ship that's in the water and they're jumping around. I thought that was a well done fight scene. That was kind of cool. But then she stabs him and then she's like, oops. And then she heals him.
Yeah.
Like, why did she just do that?
Yeah. Why would you heal him after you killed him?
And Leia does something from a different planet. She's like, I'm going to do something now. And you're like, what did she do? I don't even know what she did.
Oh, she distracts him when he's about to kill her.
Oh.
She's like, psst.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me.
From across the universe.
What's going on? And then she dies. All she has to do is like project herself for a second and she dies.
So she wastes her life to distract him and then Rey just heals him anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of nonsensical,
but that is his turning point. So then he's redeemed after that and he comes back to save her. But then after the Emperor tries to electrocute Rey and she blocks him, and then it's over. Like, she blocks it with two lightsabers and then he's just dead, and you're like, mm-hmm. That didn't seem like the climax that there should have been.
There should have been. The Emperor never seems to fight anybody. He just always seems to have lightning.
And apparently it's really easy. You just block it, and then it shoots back onto him. It's the easiest thing ever to defeat him when he's shooting lightning bolts at you.
Yeah. It's not hard.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't have a lot else to say. I just, I still really don't know how I feel about these movies.
Yeah.
I think about all three of them, and I'm like, they kind of sucked. I won't watch them again. I'll watch the prequels again, because I like the storyline in the prequels better.
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely watch all of them, but I won't love all of them.
I won't watch these last three again.
Hmm.
I only did it for you.
I thought you liked the second one.
No, I've lost all love for it because of all the bullshit surrounding it.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Fair.
Anything else to talk about?
No, do you have anything else to talk about?
Nothing else. No. Okay, well, I guess we'll end it then.
Well, we got to pick some movies for next week. Can we do Monday next week?
Not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow.
No, like a week from tomorrow.
I guess so.
I'm going to need more time to watch the movies because it's like Easter and all that.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Okay, so let's pick some movies. Have you ever seen a movie called Boost with James Woods? I haven't seen it. You want to try that one?
Sure.
Apparently it's pretty good.
Have you seen The Big Short?
No, I haven't.
Do you want to watch that
one? Yeah, let's watch The Big Short.
There you go.
All right. Boost and The Big Short.
Any more long series like this we can do? I kind of had fun watching one topic for a long period of time.
I was thinking maybe like an Indiana Jones or
I haven't even seen the last. How many did they make? They made five, right?
Ooh, boy. I'm gonna say five, yeah.
So I haven't even seen the last one.
You haven't seen the last one? Maybe we should do some Indiana Jones movies.
Will it make me hate Indiana Jones, the last one?
You know what? I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what anyone says.
I know Victor Lucas liked it when he reviewed it.
I liked it. I thought it was good. They did something cool at the first, and
All right, don't tell me anymore. I know you're about to fucking
they did
spoil
lots
it.
of. I thought it was fun.
All right. Yeah, we could watch Indiana Jones, definitely.
Okay, so maybe in a couple of weeks we'll start some. Did they make another movie? They didn't make it like a spin-off of Indiana Jones, did they?
Young Indiana Jones, the TV show.
Oh, the
We're
TV
gonna have to
show.
let's watch that, the whole thing.
Ooh, yeah, you're gonna have to find that one. I don't think there's that many episodes though. I think there's only like 12 episodes or something.
That seems like a big commitment.
That's a big commitment. Now we'll watch the Indiana Jones movies, and then maybe I'll find another movie to pair with the last one.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Did you? I'm guessing you didn't watch Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie.
I ordered the DVD
Okay.
for whenever it comes out. I think it's in April or May.
Oh my God, so long.
Yeah, but then I'll have a nice DVD to watch with
You been
lots of
watching anything
special
else?
features. What have I been watching? The Harley Quinn show. I watched that. That was good.
Yeah.
It's like a cartoon, but it's like hardcore. It's
Rubbish.
funny. It's great.
Yeah.
What else? Been watching The Pitt. Love The Pitt.
Rubbish.
I thought there was a new show that came on. Did I start watching a new show? Shit, I can't remember. Did we talk about War Machine?
No.
The movie that just came out on Netflix? I think you should try that one. That's pretty good.
I've seen it.
Oh,
Alien.
okay. Yeah. I like that they didn't show the alien. It's just a big machine.
Just a big war machine. Yeah, I had fun. I enjoyed watching it. Yeah.
That's a fun movie. I don't know. What else? What else did you watch?
I just started watching again For All Mankind.
Okay.
Because the fifth season just came out, and I'm like, they're still making this show? I can't believe people are watching it. I can't believe they decided to make a fifth season of it. But Apple seems to stick to their shows. They give them a longer life. They let them breathe, even
Yeah.
if nobody's watched them, because I don't know if it's that popular.
Never heard anyone talk about it.
I started, and it came out in 2019, the first season. And I started watching it a few years ago and only got four episodes in. So I just started watching it again. I watched the fifth episode and they're flying around in outer space. And I'm like, I can't believe I gave up just before they got to outer space.
Yeah. You
So
love
it's
outer space.
who doesn't?
Give me a quick rundown what it's about.
Well, it's in like an alternate reality
Okay.
where they are still competing. I can't remember that there must be something in the first four episodes that tell you how it's different than our reality, but I've
Okay.
forgotten what it was. But they're still in the space race. They went to the moon. Maybe the Russians got to the moon first in this show. I can't remember.
Okay.
But they're still in the space race. They didn't just get to the moon and then abandon it, like in reality.
Right.
So in the episode I just watched, they go to the moon, they're looking for water. And then they get a now then their next plan is to get a moon base.
Ooh.
So they're still competing with the Russians to do this stuff. So the Russians are also setting up a moon base.
Okay.
And I'm assuming it goes further. I'm assuming the space race keeps going because there's five seasons. So I can't imagine it ending
Yeah.
with just like, well, that's enough of space exploration.
Are there aliens?
No. Not
Okay.
Not it doesn't seem like that kind of a show. It's not it like they're just
Okay.
trying to get to the moon and they're trying it's in the 60s and they're just trying to get to the moon and beat the Russians.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
It's
have
an
to check it out.
Apple TV show. You probably will never see it because of that.
Good chance.
But
it's on DVD.
Yeah, you could just pay for the Apple subscription. I don't know. Well, it's got a lot of good shows on it.
I have a lot of subscriptions, though.
I'm waiting
until they come out with something where you get everything in one subscription.
I can't imagine that. Well, Crave is supposed to be that, isn't it?
No.
No?
No. Crave, you don't get, like, Netflix stuff. You get stuff from, like, HBO, all these sort of different things, but it's not like any of the, you don't get it from any of the subscription apps.
Yeah.
But Crave is awesome, though. I love Crave.
Seems to be going the other way, where there's now every company wants to start up their own. The only way it's going to be like that is if one company comes along and buys them all up, and it seems like they don't.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily mean that there's only going to be one company. I mean, I just want to pay for one subscription. Just give me an everything under one subscription, or just have Rogers say, like, okay, now you get all of these and you just have to pay us. You don't have to pay Disney and Apple and everybody.
And I bet you it's because of the ease of use. It's not about the money, is it?
Not so much.
It's more just like you don't like having to log out and then log into a different app and then look through that catalog.
Well,
funny that
yeah,
they haven't thought of that. Like, we're not talking about, we could even charge the exact same price. I don't know what Netflix is, like $15 a month or something now.
Probably, yeah.
They could charge, the company could just go like, okay, you can stream it all from this one app.
Mm-hmm.
$15 for the Netflix, $15 for Apple,
yeah.
$15 for Disney Plus. So your grand total is going to be $100 a month.
Yeah.
But it's easier for you.
Yeah.
And you'd say, and I agree with you. I rarely go to Prime. And yet I know Prime does have some good stuff on there. But I'm like, I got to fucking log in. And
I know. I hate that.
It'll probably crash on me when I do that. And
I hate that shit. Like, and Rogers gives you Netflix and Disney Plus, but you have to log into it separately.
Right.
So it's included in your monthly bill, but you still have to do it separately. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why they haven't done that yet. Some company could easily say, tell you, you're going to get exactly what you got from the subscription. It's just that we're going to collect the money on your behalf and then hand it to you. Companies would be like happy to get that.
You would think. But they hate each other so much. They're like, don't touch my Apple TV with the Prime Video. Don't mix it up.
Yeah, I think it's more that they're afraid as soon as some other company says, hey, we're bringing you all this business, it's going to be slightly less than you get if you charge the customer directly.
Oh.
So they would say, come to us instead of going directly to Netflix because it's only $12 a month instead of $15. And then Netflix says, so I'm only getting $12 now? Screw you.
Could be.
They don't have to do it that way. They could say, no, you're still getting the same price.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe we should start developing an app.
Let's do it.
Doesn't seem like a bad idea at all, to be honest.
No, it seems like a good idea. You get everything.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I think we're good.
All right.
Easy. Okay. I will see you next Monday.
All right.
Have a happy, hoppy, hippity hop Easter.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye.